Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for April 27th through May 3rd, 2013. A modified Arab peace initiative presented to Washington this week. In the meantime, Israeli military conducts more than 60 invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, protests were organized in the central West Bank villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh, as well as Al-Ma'sara village, southern West Bank. The protests today are dedicated to mark the World Press Freedom Day. In the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and international and Israeli human rights activists managed to reach the Israeli wall built on lands taken from local villagers. As protesters arrived to the gate of the wall, Israeli soldiers fired dozens of tear gas canisters at them. Several youth responded by throwing rocks at the soldiers. A number of residents were also treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation due to the army attack. In the nearby village of Nabi Saleh, Israeli troops also used tear gas and chemical water to stop the protesters. Several residents and international supporters were exposed to the chemical water cannons that leaves bad smell on the victim's body for a long time, in addition to skin irritations. Israeli soldiers also fired tear gas inside residents' homes, causing several women and children to choke and suffer the effects of tear gas inhalation as well. In the southern West Bank, Israeli troops showered the protesters in Al-Ma'sara village near Bethlehem with rubber-coated steel bullets and dozens of tear gas canisters as they started the protests. Several were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation by field medics. Troops forced people back into the village using rifle butts and batons. Some protesters suffered bruises in the arms and the back. An Arab delegation to Washington suggested this week a land swap between Palestinians and Israelis in return for comprehensive peace agreement based on the Arab Peace Initiative of 2002. The details with IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari.
Member of the delegation, Foreign Minister of Egypt Mohammed Amr, says that Arab Peace Initiative does not refer to any land swap, and that recent modifications, including land swap between Israel and Palestinians, constitute individual positions. Earlier this week, Prime Minister of Qatar Hamad bin Jassim hinted at what he termed an Arab suggestion to reach a comprehensive peace deal between Arabs and Israel based on a land swap. The suggestion was met with U.S. and Israeli acceptance, as Israeli opposition leader Tzevi Livni welcomed the proposal and said it is now time for Israelis and Palestinians to return back to the negotiations table. United States Secretary of State John Kerry also welcomed the new Arab initiative and encouraged both Israelis and Palestinians to go ahead with direct peace talks. Palestinian Authority did not express any stance towards latest suggestions, while the ruling Hamas party in Gaza rejected any land swap within a potential peace deal. Hamas Premier in Gaza, Ismail Haniyeh, told reporters that his party rejects totally any land swap, and that no single inch of Palestine can be renounced. He reaffirmed his party's longest-standing position that negotiations are not a means for liberating the lands of Palestine occupied by Israel since 1948. At the internal Palestinian level, Palestinian sources in the West Bank city of Ramallah say that President Mahmoud Abbas of Fatah Party is involved in internal negotiations over forming a new national consensus cabinet that would lay the foundations for reconciliation between Fatah and Hamas. The sources add that such a cabinet will be installed in the framework of a previous understandings between the two parties reached by Qatari and Egyptian mediations. For IMEMC News, I'm Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli attacks targeting Gaza left a Palestinian man dead and 9 others injured. Moreover, Israeli forces conducted at least 63 military invasions targeting Palestinian communities in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. During these attacks, Israeli soldiers kidnapped at least 32 Palestinians, including 7 children. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
On Tuesday, Israeli forces assassinated a Palestinian man when an attack was launched from an Israeli drone targeting his motorbike in Gaza City. As a result, Haytham Al-Mishal, 29, died immediately. He worked as a security officer at Ashifa Hospital in Gaza City. Two other civilians were injured in the attack. Airstrikes targeting Gaza continued throughout the week. On Sunday, an Israeli warplane launched a missile at a plot of open land in Khan Yunis, southern Gaza Strip. No injuries were reported. On the same day, also in southern Gaza, Israeli fighter jets launched a missile at a military training site belonging to the National Resistance Brigades, the armed wing of the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, located in Rafah City. No injuries were reported as well. Moreover, a Palestinian child was wounded on Sunday when Israeli forces stationed along the border fence opened fire at a group of boys near Jabalia refugee camp in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Israeli attacks targeting Palestinian fishermen in Gaza continued this week. The Palestinian Center for Human Rights, PCHR, documented three attacks this week. On Wednesday, Israeli Navy attacks targeting Palestinian fishing boats near Gaza shore left a fisherman injured. According to the PCHR, the Israeli attacks took place as Palestinian fishing boats were sailing in the 1 nautical mile area offshore. In the West Bank this week, two Palestinian civilians were injured on Monday after they were attacked by armed Israeli settlers near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. On Tuesday, also near Nablus, Israeli forces wounded four Palestinian civilians, including a child, while offering protection to Israeli settlers as they carried out attacks in Nablus following the killing of a settler that morning at Za'atara checkpoint south of the city. Three were wounded in Arif village, south of Nablus, while the fourth was wounded in Asira village, south of the city as well. The Al-Aqsa Brigades, the arm wing of Fatah movement, claimed responsibility for killing the Israeli settler and stated that the attack came in retaliation to the ongoing Israeli attacks against the Palestinian people. Later in the week, a young Palestinian man was injured on Thursday afternoon by Israeli army gunfire in the town of Beit Umar near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. The man was injured when soldiers opened fire at residents taking part in a funeral for a local Palestinian man. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for April 27th through May 3rd, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rushmore.